This city is full of gold.
This song was written back in the early 90s, back in the days of 92. When we were young, we were free. And it's a protest song. There wasn't a lot to protest back in 1992, but we may do. Around the time when I went to the Folk Singer Institute of Technology, right down there. There's a lot of people going there at the time. So we're doing that on banjos. You know, it was a hazardous occupation, being a protest singer back in the days of 1992. Back in the days of 92. One thing they didn't teach you at the Folk Singer Institute of Technology was that when you're down at the protest rally,
singing songs for the people looking for something to believe in.
We're protesting a lot of chain stores and,
you know. Fighting for our rights down at PF Chang's, yeah.
But the one thing they didn't teach you was when the, you know, it was usually a peaceful demonstration, but when the riot cops would come show up.
Storm clouds blowing over the town, P.F. Chang's. Which is right next door to the bookstore, Trevor Illich. Williams-Sonoma going off.
Or was that the Williams-Sonoma, I think, was above the Brooks? No. No, that's the one where the Brookstone is next to the P.F. Chang's. And I can't
remember. They all look the same to me. Back in the days of 92. When we still had a dream.
We still have one, but it's just a little different now. But the one thing they didn't teach you was
when the riot squads came,
people were stirring up and there was a commotion and things were getting a little confusing and people were running in all different directions. And someone says, "What?" We start running. But the folk singers. Covered with bruises.
It's a hazardous occupation, protesting down at the beach.
A lot of ways to find freedom. I like to do this at shows every once in a while. Just use my pinky. Go like this. There's a lot of freedom right there.
Just one tiny step on the threshold and you make it to freedom.